So a number of years ago, when I first discovered writers like Prandtl and Mill and people like that, I decided I was writing emails to a friend of mine who I won't name. You probably know what I'm talking about. And he suggested that I, because I was writing these kind of imitations, and they became, we were just bantering, and somehow the name Roger Pellett came up, and he said, oh, you could write the collected poems of Roger Pellett. So I said, okay, whatever. I only spent a weekend doing this, but, and so the idea of creating an avatar was kind of interesting to me also, because there was an event in the United States where a poet named Ken Johnson created a Japanese poet named Araki Yasusada and submitted these poems to magazines, you know. So I thought it'd be interesting for an Asian poet to actually create a white poet. But I'll read you Roger Pellett's brief introduction. And again, I think some people may have read this as some kind of attack, but it really isn't. It was both ways. Roger Pellett was born in Durham, England in 1964, lived briefly in London, and later studied at Cambridge University. He then moved to New York and eventually to Seattle, where he now works as a private environmental contractor, which means an air conditioner salesman. And there's bits of everybody's biography in here. That would be Alan Davies. Along with his poetry, he's published works of Anglo-Saxon scholarship and several articles of scientific journalism. In 1994, he renounced his poetic practice. These poems of Roger Pellett were collated from publications and privately circulated manuscript sources during the years 1996 to 1997 as part of a research project by the poet and endocrinologist Stephen Kim. The complete collection of Pellett's works, to be titled The Overtures of Holograms, was selected for the 1998 Ruth Film Award, though a publisher has not yet been found. Kim writes of the present selection, written in a patch of heated inspiration or desperation during his last month in his home country and after several university-funded research trips to the United States, these poems represent Pellett's break with England and the English tradition as it has been represented by what he called the Cambridge School. Though decidedly ambiguous, however effective one at that, for this reason alone, they can be cherished. And I got the Cambridge School thing because Jack Spice used to refer to John Ashford's first book as Thumb Tweeze, which I thought was cute. Anyway, so I usually read these in Pellett's voice, and it's just a kind of a, it's a really bogus English accent, but all the English poets I've read it to seem to enjoy it enough, so I'll give it a shot. And I have to say, I've always loved the way English poets have read poetry when I've seen them in the States, because, you know, being from New York, I have that New York school drawl, so to try to do something a little different was interesting to me.